Baptism is a mysterious and wonderful sacrament. Here, Christ, for the first time, unites us with himself. Through baptism, as through a door, we enter the church. We become Christians and become children of God. The words of God pronounced at the baptism of Christ when he said, "Behold, my beloved Son," those same words are repeated at our own baptism. "You are my daughter, you are my son." Now, as you know, baptism could be performed in three ways. The common one is, of course, to pour the water on the head of the one being baptized or on the forehead. Then there is the baptism by sprinkling. St. Peter used this in the Acts of the Apostles. He baptized over 300 people at once. You know, we go down, and as long as the water touches the forehead, baptism takes place. And then, of course, we have the baptism by immersion. The Greek church uses this. Some Catholic churches have this type of baptism. You have to be really prepared for it. Like when one was in Riverside at the Newman Center there, we had a nice baptismal font in the courtyard. It has two openings, like the Greek one. You get into the one, three steps, stairs, and go underneath the water and get out on the other side. Of course, soaking wet. I was baptizing this teenage girl, about 16 years old. She slipped, and she took hold of my clothes, and she dumped me with her. Both of us were baptized at the same time. I have, of course, to go back and change because I had Mass right after that. But that's baptism by immersion. It signifies that we die with Christ underwater, and then we rise up again to participate in his resurrection. At the moment of baptism, as you know, we are given a name. Well, nowadays, you know the name way ahead of baptism. But before, only the parents knew the name when I was growing up, what the baby is going to be baptized. When I was baptized, okay, my parents gave me the name John. And of course, the tradition was the godparents are there and the grandparents are there. Everybody gives you a name. So I ended up with 10 names, one more than Prince Charles. And I read them to you. I saw the pastor one time there. I said, "Please, can you give me a birth certificate?" I said, "Oh, sure." I said, "You have so many names here." I said, "Put them down." So, I have John, the name my parents gave me. And then I don't know who gave me the others anyway. But there is Joseph, Anthony, Charles, Vincent, Paul, George, Francis. And then at the end, of course, the 10th one is Lawrence. Everybody had Lawrence in town. That was the name the pastor gave you. So you can name your son, your baby, whatever you want. An airplane, a boat, or ship, or whatever. But at the end, in the register, there is the name of the patron saint of the parish. Mine was Lawrence. Everybody had that name in town. That's why sometimes I feel like I have I'd be a little bit confused, have some of kind of split, what do they call it? A split personality. I don't know if I am John in the morning, or if I am George, or if I am Anthony, or whatever. But anyway, my name was John, and that was not enough. The order, Dominican order, gave me the name David. Now, at the moment of baptism, we become free from sin, free people. St. Paul today tells the Corinthians, Christ called you to true freedom. Hence, you should not confuse license with liberty. Freedom is the hallmark of the Christian existence. We are free from sin in order to be free for the will of God. Now, freedom does not mean that restrictions are lifted and now I can do whatever I want. See, that's the freedom we have today. I can say whatever I want, I can do whatever I want, or that's not freedom. You are not acting with your head, but with your emotions. Freedom does not mean the restrictions are gone. Freedom brings certain obligations. For freedom without responsibility is abusive license. When you look at it, Christianity is the only true democracy. For it states that everyone should think as much as himself, as his neighbor, as he should think for himself. To love your neighbor as yourself. The more we live the gospel of Jesus, the more we promote freedom, love, and justice. Scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As true followers of Christ, we are asked to focus on Jesus Christ. That's what we have promised at baptism. We are to be his ministers. We were inducted at that very moment, Thomas Aquinas says, we are inducted in the service of Christ, of Jesus Christ. And there is no turning back. To focus means to give Christ total attention. For we are his ministers now. This focus is stressed by Christ himself in today's gospel. No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks backwards is fit for the kingdom of God. Today we are encouraged to commit to Christ whatever we do, to sharpen our focus on Christianity and on our decision to follow Jesus. We are his ministers. Now, as you know, I don't know how many of you saw on Facebook, I believe last week, they had the first Mass in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Of course, it's all burned down. Everybody had to wear a hard hat. Can you imagine if all of you here are wearing a hard hat? You know, including the Archbishop. They were all white. They looked like people out of space in a way, you know. But then the Archbishop, of course, took the hat off at the moment of consecration. But they had Mass there already. This was just a one-time thing, I think. But the reason I'm saying this is because there was another extraordinary event in France one time. A church in France had been ravaged by World War II. Everything was destroyed, with the exception somebody found a statue of Jesus. This statue used to be in the front of the church with open arms, welcoming people coming to church. But of course, they found the statue, but had no hands, no arms. So everybody was saying what to do. We can put new arms, we can have a new statue. The pastor said, no. We are going to have that statue of Jesus without arms, but underneath there's going to be an inscription. I have no hands but yours. Something to think about. I have no hands but yours. Today, Jesus is asking the same thing. I need you. I have no hands but yours. As we come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we focus on this great celebration of love, realizing that Christ will provide the strength and the food for the journey. The courage to proclaim his love, and he gives us the courage to be his hands, to make him better known by what we say and by the way we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.